And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? As well as Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon, and Ashley Home Store, and Bad Axe, shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And here on County Circuit Court, Judge Prill reset bond for a man facing 20 counts of criminal sexual conduct. During a status conference today, the judge maintained a $250,000 cash surety bond for Corey Arthur Claire Kessler. Kessler's defense attorney requested a personal recognizance bond, arguing her client has secured housing and employment in Saginaw and intends to appear for trial. Prosecution opposed the request, citing the defendant's previous travel to South Carolina before charges were authorized. Judge Prill ordered the original bond conditions to remain in place, including a no-contact order regarding the complainant. A pretrial conference is scheduled for August 3rd. And a Huron County man is moving towards a resolution in an embezzlement case. Charles F. Martin appeared in circuit court today, entering a no-contest plea to a felony charge of embezzlement as an agent or trustee. The charge stems from allegations that Martin, while in a position of authority at business, took more than $1,000 over a period of time. Under the terms of a plea agreement, Martin will face a one-year delay of sentence if he successfully completes the term, which includes paying restitution. The conviction will be entered as a lesser embezzlement charge. The court has scheduled sentencing for September 14th. Also in Huron County Circuit Court, the arraignment for Chad Walter Mitchell has been adjourned. Defense attorney Michelle R. Siv requested the delay, citing ongoing negotiations regarding restitution as part of a plea offer. Prosecutor Timothy Rakowski did not object to the request. Judge Prill entered not guilty pleas on behalf of Mitchell for all counts across four separate files. Bond remains set at $3,500 with 10% already posted. The case is scheduled to return to court on August 24th at 10 a.m. And the Saginaw County Sheriff's Office is investigating a Sunday evening shooting that left one man critically injured. Deputies responded to a home on Sheridan Road after receiving reports that a man had been shot multiple times. Authorities say the victim was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries and underwent emergency surgery on Sunday night. Investigators later tracked down the suspected shooter at a residence on Burt Road in Albee Township. The suspect reportedly barricaded himself inside, prompting a response from the Sheriff's Office SWAT team, while investigators secured a search warrant. Authorities say the standoff ended peacefully with the suspect taken into custody without incident. He's now being held at Saginaw County Jail. The investigation does remain active and no additional information has been released at this time. And we will be right back with your national news after this message from Ashley Home Store.
The sun's out and the sale is on at Ashley and Bad Axe. Now is your chance to get the hottest deals of the season. Save up to 25% off store-wide, up to 30% off accessories, and up to 30% off end tables. Plus, summer steals starting at $399. There's never been a better time to check out our selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, and lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Want new furniture, but waiting until the kids or pets are out of the house? Skip the wait and get the furniture you want now with Nuvella Performance Fabric. Exclusive to Ashley, Nuvella is washable, stain-resistant, and fade-resistant. Stop waiting and get the looks you love. Plus, ask about our available one-year and five-year no-interest financing. Stop in and ask about our Nuvella collection and shop the Ashley Summer Savings Event at Ashley and Bad Axe today. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we are back with your national news. In a rare constitutional maneuver, a sweeping bipartisan housing package has officially become law despite President Trump refusing to sign it. Because the president chose not to exercise a formal veto within the 10-day constitutional window, the bill quietly crossed the finish line on its own. The new law aims to inject billions into affordable housing initiatives and streamline zoning laws across major metropolitan areas. White House insiders suggest the president was heavily conflicted over specific regulatory rollbacks within the bill. Congressional sponsors are claiming a major victory, noting that the legislation bypassed executive gridlock to address a critical national crisis. And the United States Postal Service is under fire today as regional postal workers demand an immediate federal investigation into a major distribution hub in Atlanta. Union representatives are pointing to hazardous working conditions, extreme summer heat, and a string of recent employee deaths that they argue were entirely preventable. Processing delays at the facility of RA Bottleneck mail delivery across three states. Logistics experts warn that if the Atlanta trade hub is forced into a temporary slowdown for safety audits, the ripple effects will choke supply chains ahead of the late summer retail rush. Management has promised an internal review, but workers say they want independent oversight. And we'll be right back after this message with your international news.
All thanks to you. You've already made this year one of the best years for Sure Health in our 80-plus year history. Now with Harbor Beach as part of our organization, we are now proud to offer coast-to-coast coverage across the entire Thumb of Michigan. Sure Health now has primary care clinics in seven local communities, from Sebring on Saginaw Bay to Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Bad Axe smack dab in the middle, and then Harbor Beach and even Port Hope on the east side. It's never been easier to begin your journey to better health with Sure Health. Don't believe us? Sure Health now even offers six pharmacies across the Thumb. Now with Harbor Beach and Ubly joining forces with Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sebring, making it easier than ever to achieve better health in better life. Want to learn more? Or maybe finally make that appointment that's been on your to-do list for far too long? Go to sure.org for all the details and get your life back on track with Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
In a political development that has stunned Eastern Europe, Ukraine's prime minister has officially resigned from her post. The dramatic departure comes on the heels of a sweeping government reshuffle orchestrated by President Volodymyr Zelensky, who is looking to revitalize his wartime administration. The outgoing prime minister has reportedly been offered a high-level international diplomatic role to spearhead foreign relations. The radical shakeup is aimed at streamlining the domestic supply of weapons, bolstering frontline regions, and fortifying the nation's energy grid ahead of the brutal winter months. European allies are watching closely, hoping the administrative transition won't delay ongoing military aid coordination. And history is being written in Damascus as Syria's newly formed parliament officially convened its inaugural session, marking the first such meeting since the fall of the Assad regime in late 2024. Newly elected President Ahmad al-Shara addressed the assembly, calling for the dawn of a new chapter rooted in the rule of law, institutional competence, and national reconciliation. The parliament swiftly elected a speaker, and in a major economic milestone, the country is also preparing to host its very first U.S. business forum following the lifting of longstanding Western sanctions. International observers describe the atmosphere as hopeful, but recognize the immense challenge of rebuilding a shattered society. And we'll be right back after this message from Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Nate. Kim, have you noticed everyone's summer project list gets a lot longer this time of year?
Absolutely. A lot of those projects start with a fresh coat of Do It Best paint. Whether you're updating a room or freshening up the front porch, we can help you find the perfect color.
And once the painting is done, we've got lawn and garden supplies, plus plumbing, electrical, and hardware items for your next project.
Don't forget, we also offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of Do It Best paint.
Before you start your next summer project, stop in Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, your local home for Do It Best paint.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back. That was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net, however, and get news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.